Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bill Rancic from The Apprentice, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, and you're fired.
Since I look at every hour as a brand new installment, I thought we would do it every hour today to show our respect to Terry Funk and Wyndham Rotunda. Both passed away. One, I believe it was last Wednesday, the other on Thursday.
And don't forget, Bob Barker passed away this week.
Yeah, but Bob Barker was the winner. He was the biggest winner. You saw that, right?
Well, yeah, because he came closest to $1 without going over.
Well, he came closest to $100 without going
over. Right, because that was his game, right? Like, can't go over $1. So you got as close as you can get without going over.
You can't write that.
It's,
you know,
it's so such an iconic like show, such an iconic dude. Man, it was awesome.
Let's go back in time. And a couple weeks ago, Comic-Con, or you know, one of the Comic-Cons was here in the Tampa Bay area. We had the fortunate to get a couple of them on. Cummings was on, who did Winnie the Pooh, your boy from Home Improvement. And we also had Bob Eubank on, and Bob told a story how he shared a dressing room with Bob Barker. And, you know, they both were iconic. You know, Bob Eubanks was up there, too, the Newlywed Game. He went on and did Sharks. You know, my era, my generation, obviously we knew Bob Eubanks. So he told the story that there was a portrait of Bob Barker in the dressing room, and he hid it, and then he went home. And he gets a phone call from the studio saying, do you know anything about the whereabouts of the portrait of Bob Barker? Because he's refusing to go on stage until they find it. I found that a little humorous, that's all.
but look, in that industry, those are just your coworkers, and just like any office place, you play practical jokes on your friends, people you work with, your coworkers. So for him to take the portrait off the wall and hide it under the couch or wherever, you know, just a way to mess with them. You know, it just shows like the banter and like the relationship you have with your, you know, comrades on and off set.
What is the best, whatever it was you just called, prank, that you either were involved in, you saw, or you heard or read about? Anything come to mind as being, I mean,
so I was on the receiving end of a prank.
I like it.
It led to me actually assaulting one of my friends, more than Warren Sapp could possibly do. You know, it was April Fool's, and the night before I had left my wallet accidentally on the coffee table at my manager's house of the restaurant. So I had stopped by his house, had a couple beers, we're hanging out. I left my wallet on accident, not deliberate. And the next day on the way to the restaurant, I called him and said, hey, do you have my wallet? I think I left it on your table. He said, yes, I have it. And he's like, all right, we'll just bring it in. I'm like, on your way in, could you stop at the store? We need a few supplies. I'm like, you already have my wallet, just use my credit card. So he does. So he comes in the restaurant and he brings in a bag of Oreo cookies. And you know how I have like the rows of Oreo cookies, right? And he said, hey, I was hungry. I got some cookies. I put it on the card. I'll pay you back if you want it. But I was like, no, dude, it's no big deal. Don't worry. I'll buy you the cookies. So everybody starts eating the cookies in front of my face. They get the milk from the fridge. Everybody's dunking the Oreos. They're eating it. And they're like, hey, do you want one? I'm like, nah, I'm good. They're like, well, you paid for them. You might as well have some. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're right. I did pay for those. Like, I should eat your cookies. So I didn't pay attention to the rows that they were all eating from. But one particular row, they had taken the stuffing out and put peppermint denture cream in the middle of these Oreo cookies. So they're all grabbing cookies from the same container I'm grabbing cookie from, but I'm grabbing from the middle row that they had contaminated. As I dunk it in the milk, I put it in my mouth, and my mouth is instantly on fire. And they scattered like a bunch of roaches. Everyone's laughing. They're like, I mean, in fact, they're laughing so hard they can't run away. And I cornered one guy in the kitchen, and I started beating him until he told me what they did to it, because I didn't know why my mouth was on fire. And so from that point forward, I will not eat Oreo cookies.
That's not really a prank. That's more stupidity.
And that's it was a great prank. It was a crazy, because I've never been gotten before, and that was the best I've ever been gotten.
Well, now you've put me on notice, so I'll figure out something. But here's the greatest prank I've ever heard. So many years ago at the old One Buck Place, they're in the, you know, they all have like their wide receiver room, the quarterback room, the running back room. So they're in the running back room, and Mike Allstott asks or tells, I'm not sure which, one of the rookies to go get him a Gatorade. So the rookie draws a map on a napkin from the running back room to the cooler where the Gatorades are and hands it to Mike Allstott.
Okay.
Basically telling him, here's where the Gatorade is. Go get it yourself.
Right.
Oh, a day or two later, the rookie went to his car and there was a napkin on the windshield of a map where the four tires and hood of his car were.
So he took the tires and the hood of his car off?
Yes. Well, he did. He had it done. I'm sure Mike
did. Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, Mike Allstott and Dave Moore had the four tires taken off and the hood of his car taken off and hit it scavenger hunt-wise, you know, around old One Buck Place.
You could never do that today. I mean, now you'd be sued. You know, you messed up someone's alignment. Now they're it's out of alignment, or you scratched a rim, or you know, messed up the tire. I mean, now you can't do those kind of pranks anymore.
Sure, you can. Absolutely, no way. Absolutely, you can.
In today's world, you can't do that.
Hold on a second. You can in that environment. You know, you can't just do, you know, somebody cuts you off, so you go and you blow up the car. No, you can't do that. But look how they continue to do the asinine rookie hazing where they run up, you know, dinner bills for $40,000, $50,000, $80,000. You know, I would rather you take my car apart because you're still going to be responsible. You know, if they do any damage, you know, Mike and Dave and whoever else was involved would have paid for it, I'm sure. I'd rather that than you make me pay for your dinner. That's going to cost $75,000, $80,000. And one of the ones that, you know, and I won't necessarily say his name, but I'm sure it's been said before. One of the dinners, this particular player not only took food back, and some players have said, you know, they know you're going to do that. It's part of the gimmick. Take food back. This guy took three $1,000 bottles of champagne.
Hmm. Yeah, see, that's just being a douche.
No, absolutely.
There's no reason for all that. But, if it was just a genuine dinner and, like, you know, building that bond between the team. Like, I like that. I like that.
No, and I get it to a certain point. But, you know, I was with them with Alex Kappa. And I remember it like it was yesterday. It was New Year's Eve, International Mall. And all of my friends, and you know a few of them, are out clothes shopping with Alex Kappa for them to go out that night, you know, like an $800 belt. Come on. And they pretty much told him what he's going to wear that night. And, you know, you do it. You know, I mean, there was an incident with the Cowboys where a rookie receiver, I think it was Dez Bryant, refused to carry shoulder pads and stuff. He didn't know it was part of the hazing. He just thought it was bullying. And even though it's very similar, it's not. There's some things, you know, in the military, there's hazing. There's some things, you know, it happens. You can take it too far. You know, when you get, you know, your air wings, you know how like all these pins have those backings and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I get it, you know, but to take the backing off, put it on somebody's chest and then punch it into his chest where there's no backing so that the point is going into your skin. That's bullying. That's not hazing. You know, hazing when you cross the equator and some stupid stuff gets done. You have to swim through crap, or, you know, you have to suck a cherry out of the fattest dude on the ship's, you know, belly button. I mean, it's stupid, but it's all part of the hazing. Getting physical isn't. And obviously, I'm dead against that. All right. So speaking of getting physical, I'm going to let you physically pick where we go back to. Do we go back to the Warren Sapp on the plane story? Or do we look at who we're going to have the opportunity to hang out and meet this weekend?
Yeah, let's go through the fanfare because I love that kind of stuff. So let's see who, you know, who's on the roster, who's on deck. Because they always add people last minute and they drop people sometimes if they can't, you know, make an appearance. So who do we got coming on to the Fanboy Comic-Con this weekend in Orlando?
All right, first, stop moving around. It sounds like you're back into the submarine.
I'm not moving. The phone's sitting on the station.
Second, as I'm trying to pull it back up, so your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will be there.
So I've already met two of them. I got pictures and autograph with them in New York City a few years ago.
And which ones do you have? Do you have Raphael? Do you have Michelangelo, Donatello, or Leonardo?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. I should know this, being a pizza guy. And obviously, the Ninja Turtles are the greatest superheroes of all time because they use pizza as a super food like I do. And with all my experience, I'm pretty much a master splinter to the rest of you people. So
yeah, you're a master of something. let's see who else. I don't know who Brian Tachi is, but Brian Tachi had roles on Star Trek, The Partridge Family, The Brady Bunch. But most people will know him from Revenge of the Nerds. I'll talk to him just about the Partridge Family.
Are we allowed to use the word nerds anymore?
It was the name of a show. I guess you can't call somebody a nerd, but, you know, if he was on a TV show called Revenge of the Nerds. Your surviving cast, of course, I'm not going to let you use that, from Little House on the Prairie will be there. Melissa Gilbert, Karen Grassley, and Allison Argrim. Ian, I ain't going to pronounce his name. Warwick Davis, whoever that is. From the very famous Monkees, Mickey Dolez will be there.
The Monkees the band?
Yeah, the Monkees the band.
Wow.
No, not the Monkees from Busch Gardens.
I mean, they both probably have the same number of people in line.
John Davis.
Which monkey would have more people in line? Be honest. More people to line up at Busch Gardens to see the Monkees, or people in line up to see this guy on Friday?
Mickey, or if Davey was still alive?
Yeah, Davey, obviously, that changes the game, but this guy.
Yeah, there'll probably be more in Busch Gardens. Sebastian Bach will be there. I know that Steve is going to go talk to him, your former lead singer of Skid Row.
I want that liner because that's... I'll get that one.
All right. You can have that one. But you can't mention Mickey D, so you got to make it more difficult to get.
All right, deal. I mean, and Sebastian Bach was in the band...
Skid Row.
That's it.
Yep.
Perfect.
Timothy Busfield. We'll put Steve on that one.
Okay.
You know who Timothy Busfield?
I do not.
Also Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh.
Field of Dreams. He was in Field of Dreams.
Okay.
30-something and West Wing. Like the dude. Awesome. Mickey Cohen. Mindy Cohen, I'm sorry. You know who that is?
I do not.
She was in The Facts of Life. And she's also the voice of Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, okay.
Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live. Sarah Douglas, I don't know who that is. She was in Falcon Crest. Jerry Mathers.
Oh, Leaver the Beaver.
That's probably the biggest one there. Come on.
Yeah, for sure. Now that'd be a great liner to get.
Yep. All right. So we'll put you on that.
All right.
You want to put somebody difficult that I know you can't get.
Why can't I get it to the Beaver?
I don't think you can.
Oh, the Beaver's going to be easy.
Chris Bartlett, who was in the Book of Boba Fett. Arn Anderson, one of your original Four Horsemen.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, I got to get that one.
Speaking of sick, the next one is Lex Luger.
Oh, what? The original Four Horsemen?
Lex Luger was not an original Four Horsemen.
In my world, he was.
Well, that's because you don't have a world of reality.
Uh-huh, and that's the only wrestler that I remember.
Do you know who the four original?
The original?
Yeah. Well, that's all there is original. It's like going to see Kansas. We talk about that. It's going to see...
Was it Dusty Rhodes?
No, it was not.
Was it Ric Flair?
Ric Flair.
Was it the Steiner Brothers?
No, moron.
Damn it.
Well, first, I hate to use the word idiot, but you are an idiot because I just told you Arn Anderson.
Oh, yeah, Arn Anderson.
Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, and Tully Blanchard. They are your four horsemen. Barry Windham, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time and uncle of Windham Rotunda, went into the horsemen. Not a horseman. Sorry. There's four horsemen. And I just said who they were. And James J. Dillon was the manager. That's your horseman.
All right. Well, Lex Luthor was a great horseman.
Well, Lex Luthor was in Superman. Lex Luger was a wrestler.
Because you get so hung up on extra words and letters.
And pronunciation.
Quit trying to be factual with this program. But they're all the same guy, right? Superman, Lex Luger, kind of the same thing.
Lex Luger thought he was Superman, and if you look at the picture, they're using a picture from 1982, and then in behind it's a picture from probably 2005. Trust me, he doesn't look anything like either one of them. Former Florida State University football player and an acquaintance of mine, Ron Simmons, will be there.
Okay.
Arn Anderson's son, Brock Anderson, will be there. Your boy, you have an in. You have an in.
Who's my boy?
Quentin Aaron will be there.
Oh, nice. I got to send him a message.
We could get the scoop on the blind side.
Yeah, on the Michael Orr controversy.
Exactly.
What about Gary Anderson? Will he be there?
No, he's still in Atlanta. And Randy Jones will be there. Any idea who Randy Jones is?
I have no idea.
He wore a cowboy outfit from 1977 to 1980 and then returned to wear the outfit from 1987 to 1990.
I don't know. I have no idea. Lone Ranger?
He would sing along with the Indian, the construction worker, the police officer. I don't remember who the fifth was.
The Village People?
The Village People.
What?
Exactly.
Whoa. So Steve's got to get that one because, like, Steve Lene lives in the Villages.
He does.
So he's got to get, so let him get that liner from the Village guy.
All right, so that's what we're going to do Friday, and if we don't acquire it, we may have to go back Saturday or Sunday. The grand opening of Tito Ortiz's Mexican restaurant scheduled for Saturday has been postponed, so when that comes up, I will let everyone know. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Warren Sapp on, I believe it was a airplane and a color, not orange, red, gray. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8 Man Strong, and Buck Up.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-4700. 5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back now, gentlemen. It's still gloomy, rainy, wet, disgusting Tampa Bay, but we got off lucky. I'd rather have this than what others are continuing to go through. So, you know, I've thought about this for a long time. I wrote that commercial for Steve and Moore's Boulevard Garage Doors. You know, how they fixed my garage door, and they did on their very first time. And people always are like, well, of course, everybody does. Not so fast. I had somebody come fix a leak on a hose on my pool. They're coming back today to fix it again. So you don't always get everything fixed properly the first time, unfortunately.
Do you have a garbage disposal guy? Because I need that repaired.
Well, I had one, and it took him 97 times to come out for that.
Okay, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, you know, I had to do it once. I don't even know. What do you call your wife's uncle? He's not my uncle, so what would he be? My wife's uncle. That's what he is. He's my wife's uncle. Was a plumber. And so he came, and he talked me through it. You know, he was up in age, and he really couldn't get on the. So it's the first and only time I ever did it. But he talked me through it, and that was reverse. He married his teacher.
So I did a little research on this show. I don't know if you want me to share what I found, but I will.
You did research on what?
On the show. I mean, I like to bring content when I come. You know, every Wednesday, I like to do some homework.
Yeah, sure you do. All right, what?
So I looked up the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Obviously the original, you know, Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, and Tully Branchard.
Which I said.
But can you name the other members?
Well, there was many of them. I think Lex Luger was in it. I think I know Barry Windham was in it.
Yep.
I think Sting probably went in it.
He was.
Which again is a joke. Sting is in the Horseman. He's in the NWO. He's in No.
He's probably. He was there from 1989 to 1990.
Yeah. To me, he's not a horseman. So, no, I don't know the rest of the list. But to me, there's four horsemen.
Sid Vicious.
Okay.
From 90 to 91.
Okay.
Paul Roma. From 93 to 93, May to December.
That was a long time.
Brian Pillman, 95 to 96.
The late great. I had a
Chris
shirt.
Benoit.
Hold on. First of all, don't ever mention that name on live radio. Brian Pillman used to, you know who his tag team partner used to be? Stunning Steve Austin.
Oh. Steve McMichael.
All right.
96 to 97, 98 to 99.
Which again, you know, a great Chicago Bear, but he's not a horseman.
Jeff Jarrett, 97 from February to June. Kurt Hennig.
Hold on a second. This is just my opinions, okay? You can't, first of all, you're not. You're not. There's four horsemen. That's it. You come in for a cup of coffee 3 weeks, 3 months, and you consider yourself a horseman? No. No.
I'm no mathematician, but that's a lot more than four names.
They're not horsemen.
Well, they are. Well, they were. Dean Malenko,
from the Tampa Bay area.
Then they have a list of associates. I don't know what that means.
The associates are like what you just said, somebody that was a horseman for 4.5 weeks.
So there you got War Machine, Hiro Matsuda, Kendall Windham, Butch Reed, Michael Hayes, David Flair, Brock Anderson, and Brian Pillman Jr.
Okay, Brock Anderson will be at that event on Friday.
Yeah.
So you get the two liners I tell you, and I will tell whoever that was, David Anderson, that he was not a horseman.
Oh, you're going to tell?
Absolutely, I will.
All right.
I told Barry Windham that when I went to WrestleMania, who, like I said, is one of my favorite wrestlers. I told Barry Windham, you are not a horseman. You're the yellow dog.
Is that the greatest? Is that the greatest wrestling group of all time, though?
You know, it's again. It goes back to that the stupidity on Facebook on who would win between name two wrestlers. Whoever the script writer says is going to win is who wins. You know, how can you say any wrestler? You know what I'm saying? It's scripted, so who knows? So how can you say? And again, we're going to say those four horsemen. You're going to compare those four horsemen to the Fabulous Freebirds, to the Rock and Roll Express, to the Road Warrior, Hawk, and Animal, the Road Warriors.
Oh, the Road Warriors, the Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers, the Shield. I mean, the Shield is one of my favorite, you know, to watch. It was the three of them. They'd come down, they'd beat crap, and then they'd leave. But it's all scripted.
NWO?
The NWO. Again. The NWO, the three, not every week when they add somebody else. Lex Luger's in the NWO. Now the Sting's in the NWO. DDP was in the NWO. No, when you're talking, it's the originals. You know, it's the Beatles. It's not Paul McCartney and Wings.
All right. Okay.
But that's just my opinion.
And your honorary members, Dusty Rhodes and Harley Race.
Of who? The Horsemen?
Oh, the Horsemen.
Yeah. Shut up.
That's what it says.
No, I'm not saying you don't know how to read, but to say Dusty Rhodes is one of the horsemen with Ric Flair is like saying Putin and Biden are going to play, what's it called? The new paddle tennis?
Foursquare?
No, the thing that's pickleball. That the two are going to play pickleball against each other and form the pickleball world championship. No, no.
I'm just telling you what I read on the research.
Like I said, I'm not saying that you don't know how to read.
The four horsemen should play foursquare to see who's the real champion.
Well, the real champion is Ric Flair because he ran it. Yeah. And it was scripted. So they'll all do what they're told, except Hulk Hogan. He does what he wants.
That's true.
But no, that's interesting.
Hope that Hogan did okay with the hurricane passing by Clearwater. The storm surge is up. This is the high tide as we speak. It's called a king tide. It's the highest, you know, tide of the whole year.
Have you seen some of the reels of Terry when he does his autograph sessions at his place? And this little kid, he's like 7 years old, and he's mimicking him, and he tears his shirt off, and It's kind of cute. It's not bad.
Do you like that one better, or do you like the one that does the Bruce Buffer at the UFC events in front of like Masvidal, and he like announces at autograph signings?
The same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, whatever. Best part of that question is it's break time. I love it.
Oh, already?
It is. When we come back, I got to tell you about an email. We still got to talk about sap on the plane, not snakes on the plane. Sap on the plane. We'll still talk about that. But I want to talk about a reality TV show opportunity. Email that I have to respond to 5 o'clock today. Do that.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
All right, we are back hanging out here on a Wednesday afternoon, talking some gibberish, talking a little sports, talking some reality TV. So kind of a funny, I don't know if it's karma, coincidence, I think it is the better word. So Chris Hovan sends me a text the other day. I think it was yesterday, to be honest. And it was of Bray Wyatt, and I think it was the Undertaker one, I think. And you know, it's the greatest. No, it was the Dusty Rhodes promo. I think that's what it was about, hard times and all that. If you've never seen it, it's really pretty good. And so I send him one back. I said, well, this is just as good, and it's the Macho Man with the cream of the crop. Have mm-hmm. you seen that one?
I have.
Okay. So instantly he goes and sends me a photo of it, of a shirt. And he goes, I bought this. And I go, oh, nice. You know, and I'm thinking that he bought it because of the reference of what I just sent him. He bought it 2 weeks ago, and the shirt was delivered about 2 minutes after I sent the cream of the crop video to him yesterday.
Wow. I saw him post that picture.
Yeah, just weird. His family said, do not wear that outside the house.
That's not nice.
No.
If I could get a Macho Man Randy Savage robe, I would wear that out everywhere.
I don't have many regrets, and one of my regrets is I did not bid on. I was given a Macho Man robe to auction off. I believe it was for the Marty Lyons Foundation. It would have probably been that. I don't think it was for Ryan Bennett, and it didn't go for a lot of money. But back in the day, you know, I couldn't afford whatever it went for. That's something that I kicked myself. That and the Ray Nitschke game jersey are the two things that I had an opportunity to bid on. You know, who knows if I would have ended it up. But, yeah, the Macho Man robe is outstanding, which was made right here in Tampa, by the way.
How was it?
A friend of Steve's grandmother did the robes for, I believe, Terry and Randy and a bunch of the athletes. And, again, because it was all based here, Florida Championship Wrestling and all that, and she was the person. She was the one that made it.
That's what Chris Hovan said. That's how he became such good friends with Bray Wyatt, was because he lived in South Tampa when he played for the Bucks. And so while he was in that area and the finishing school was there for wrestling, he had a chance to really get to know him.
Well, how the story really goes, since you cherry-picked the story, I'm very mad at Chris, because Chris and I would go, but he didn't tell me that he would go every week. So I would go a couple times and we would hang and whatever, but I just found out that Chris would go weekly and he would hang in the production room with Dusty Rhodes and Steve Kern and some of those guys. And CJ was probably 6, 7, 8, something like that. And Wyndham would walk by, Wyndham Rotunda, better known as Bray Wyatt, would walk by, and he asked Chris the first time, is it okay if I take your son? And they went into the ring and they would like just wrestle around and goof around. And so that it just built when their performance center was there on the corner of Gandy and Dale Mabry. And then it was moved to Orlando. And I'm like, I can't believe that you went every week and hung with Virgil Runnels. And I only got to hang with him twice when we did the charity event. When we did the Chris Hovan Slam at the Dallas Bowl. The Undertaker came 1 year and Dusty came the other. But huge. Chris Hovan is a huge wrestling fan.
Can we ever see Chris Hovan in the squared, what do they call it, ring? I guess wrestling squared, ring?
Squared circle. But no, I don't think so. You know, his body is so beat up. And but, you know, it was funny, and we still talk about it. When WrestleMania was in Orlando, Derek Brooks, Michael Pittman, Derek Kukulich, former PR, former co-host, they were, like, in the 100 section, and Chris and I were in, like, row 4.
Wow.
And he gets notification, you're wanted up in the press box. So this was at the old Orlando Arena. You know, Ric Flair is getting ready to have what, at the time, was his final match against Shawn Michaels. What's his name? Shane Michaels? No, Michaels? That's not it.
Bret Michaels?
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn.
No, Bret Michaels is who I'm traveling around the world with, right?
Oh, yeah, the rock and roll guy?
Yeah, super dude. So he gets notification that his presence is requested in the press box. And that's where, you know, like all the big wigs and the McMahons and all them were up there. We're getting ready to watch Ric Flair's final match. And I went with Chris, and we went up in the press box, so we watched it from the press box, not row 4. And I wanted to be there close enough to help Wes Sims, because Wes Sims was on the other side, and he said that if at any time Ric Flair needed his help, he was going in to help.
Oh, yeah.
And if you know anything about Wes Sims, Wes was going in.
Well, isn't Ric Flair kind of like Elton John? Like, don't they, like, every time they wrestle, it's like a farewell into the world tour, last stop, and then like they do another one like 6 months later?
Well, you know, he did do that last one, which wasn't very good, but it, whatever age he is, 97, 87, 67, whatever it is, you know, hopefully that was the end. But all right, so here's the question. I just got an email. I've made it into the next round on a couple of reality shows. I don't know what I have to do. I have to call back before 5 o'clock. I'm curious, A, what reality show would you do? B, what reality show wouldn't you do? And have you seen the newest one, which is called Survive? I think it's Survive the Raft.
I've not seen Survive the Raft. Are we talking about current reality shows or old school ones?
It don't matter. It's a long radio show.
I mean, Fear Factor would have been cool with Joe Rogan, like, you know, when he had hair, do the original Fear Factor. But that new show, that Survivor show with, like, you know, the NBA player, Mike Piazza, and all those guys doing the Navy SEAL stuff, that would be a badass show to be a part of.
All right. Well, first of all, you're not eligible for that one, but okay.
Why would I not be eligible for that one?
Well, have you seen the show?
No. Well, I mean, I've seen highlights of it. I've seen parts of it.
It's celebrities, so you wouldn't make the cut. No. You're already cut. So
I'm
what?
I'm a bigger celebrity than half the people on that show.
What reality show that you would be eligible for? Like, I would love to see you on one of these game shows because I know how unintelligent you are. So seeing you fumble like on Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy to me would be hilarious.
I would do like Supermarket Sweep.
I would do Supermarket Sweep, the old one with the host who was from Northeast High School here locally.
Yeah, I feel like I could dominate that show. Anything where I could use my physical, advantages, like American Gladiators, I would dominate the Gladiators.
First of all, I would never do that, even though I think I could be semi-successful. You didn't make enough money. You know, the Gladiators didn't make any money. Imagine the contestants.
Well, the original Gladiators fought for their life. They didn't even get prizes.
Right.
So anything in that show is better than the history of the Gladiator.
No, for sure. For sure. Well,
yeah, I'm the only gladiator that matters, so I would do the gladiators.
I wish I still could turn your volume down, but that's why you want to do us in separate locations so that I can't turn you off.
Well, I told when you were a little slow getting on to the show this afternoon, I said the only thing that can separate Randy Harris and I is a major category hurricane.
Well, no, just your laziness is what separated it.
Well, the bridges are closed. I can't even get down to Pinellas County, I don't think.
Yeah, there's numerous ways to get here.
I doubt it.
I can tell you one, two, three, at least four ways you could have gotten here. Not every bridge was closed, but it's okay. Let me tell you about the new reality show. It's called Survive the Raft. So it's eight people. I guess they did this. Somebody did this in 1973. And so it's 50 years later, they're doing the same kind of experiments. They stick these eight or nine people together. Shockingly, the very first episode became racial. Everything is racial, which to me is ridiculous. Today's episode that I just watched, it was, because he's from the Middle East, we can't vote him off. It's all total BS. But what they do is you do these challenges, and then money gets put in a safe. And at the end, if whoever makes eight every week, they bring another person to the boat and they can kick somebody off the team and bring the new person in. So they do these challenges, and there's always like a carrot. Like, if you want, you can steal 30,000 of the money and nobody will ever know it's you. Now they've had one where you can take $50,000 and they would never know it's you. Okay. Right now, they're up to, I believe it's $180,000.
Okay.
Right now, if the show ends, and I don't know how far they're in, they may be 4 weeks in. Right now, you're walking away with $20,000 each.
Okay.
I'll take the 50.
Yeah.
I'll take the 50. Vote me out. I don't care. I'll take the 50. Vote somebody else out. You know, play. It's a game. Oh, no, this is my family. You've met these people on a boat. You've now been together for 5 days.
I mean, you've been on cruises. I mean, you can get pretty close to a stranger in 5 days on a boat.
Absolutely. And I can get unfriendly 6 days later. they tell these sad sob stories. I'm doing this for my family. You know, my wife is pregnant. It's my first child, blah, 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 blah. But you're worried about somebody you just met. I'm not saying be cutthroat. I'm not saying steal the money. If they give you the opportunity, it's not stealing it. Stealing is, when you literally open up the safe in the middle of the night, empty the safe, throw it in a bundle and swim off. No, here they're taking, the one guy goes, I'll take the 50 and I'll leave. I don't care. And he didn't.
Well, are you going to get a chance to be on the show? Like, what, did they contact you?
I don't know what show it is. I literally got it 10 minutes before this show started. And
what show could you and I do together?
Well, it would be me and you doing it would be like my wife and me doing it. We would fight nonstop. It would be great TV. But
I could drive. I mean, if it was the American race, I'm a great driver.
My wife and I used to have a Christmas tree. We used to do a Christmas tree. Okay. Do you know why we stopped putting up a Christmas tree?
Because you guys couldn't agree on what the color of the tree is going to be?
Well, no. We would argue every time I would cut the little piece off on the bottom.
Okay.
You always cut the piece so that then the freshness can go in the water. It wasn't the animals. It wasn't the babies pulling the tree down. It was everything else. So, yeah.
Well, I think we could dominate a couple shows, man. I mean, I think we should, Great American Race we could do. I mean, the cooking challenge shows all suck. I mean, I would hate that. I would hate to do those.
Well, yeah, because that's talent. That's not intelligence.
It's not really talent. It's just dealing with the same kind of people I already deal with. Like,
but still, you got to be able to cook. Like, to survive Survivor, I think I could win a Survivor. I truly do. I think I could win a Big Brother. I truly do. And I've said that I would burn this radio program if I ever got the opportunity. If they said you have to leave in the middle of your show, guess what?
Yeah, what about the Great American Race? You don't like that one?
Oh, yeah, I would do that.
Or The Apprentice? They brought that back?
I applied for The Apprentice.
That would be cool to work with Trump. Oh, we didn't talk about Trump getting indicted last week and like how he took his mugshot and made it a campaign, like selling merchandise on his website, adding to his campaign funds.
Here's what's probably going to happen.
Okay.
I know it's probably not even legal. So he's going to be thrown in jail. He's going to win the election. He's going to pardon himself. Then he will come out. He'll go to the White House, and then he will indict this bunch of morons.
Right.
And then
and sell the state of Georgia to some other country.
Georgia and California.
Yeah, just be like, here you go. Give him to Mexico or something.
You know, he'll finally get to put up his fences. It'll be, you know, from the Florida-Georgia line. That's why the group broke up. The Florida-Georgia line, the country band, broke up because they knew what was coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But that happened all in this news cycle in the last week. Since all this craziness going on in the world, you know, at least locally with the hurricane, but
the next debate, then I just got the info from our DC politician, is coming up the end of September at the Ronald Reagan Library in California.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm thinking about going.
Let's go.
I want the circus, you know, but Trump's not.
I travel with clowns and monkeys and stuff.
I do a radio show with one.
Yeah, see? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we'll bring the monkeys from Busch Gardens. We'll bring the monkeys from the Comic-Con. And we'll just have a good time out there in California.
If I can find out when the third one will be, and then, you know, decide that location. But, you know.
Yeah, because you got to be there when Trump's there. He's the star.
But he's not going to do it.
If we get a liner from Trump?
I could.
Could you get a liner from Trump for the radio show?
Yeah, I think I could.
Oh, man. If we could pull that off.
What's this we? You asked me if I could get it. Then you said if we get it.
Because I saw Chad Cronister on the morning news, and every time I see his face, I remember the liner about, if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you might find yourself in one of my jails. It's like one of the greatest liners of all time.
It truly is. It truly is. A very, very good liner.
And then I saw like a Facebook meme about Trump, and it's like the face you make, which is a mugshot, when you call your attorney for your one phone call in jail, and the cell next to you rings. Oh, man. We live in a crazy world right now. Crazy.
No, for sure.
But yeah, man, if we go to that Trump debate, you know, the third one. I mean, look, the guy that didn't even show up to the first one won by a landslide.
Yeah, I think
he didn't go.
I think he has he has a 48% lead.
He didn't even show up. So it's unbelievable. But you know what? If DeSantis handles this hurricane right, and he shows that he's a leader, and he can handle the FEMA response, and he can get in all these disaster areas, because this tragedy, this natural disaster starts down in the Keys, and it brushed all the way up to when it made landfall by Tallahassee. So it's an entire statewide, state-long disaster. So if DeSantis handles this right, oh, he's going to have a huge spike in his ratings, I think, if he does it the right way.
The only chance he has is if Trump doesn't get the nomination. Period.
That's true.
And not to get political, but if Trump doesn't get the nomination and runs independent, that'll take votes away from both, and then we're going to get the idiot back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what if DeSantis is a vice president? He'd be a great vice president.
Yeah, well, he's already said he won't do it.
Then I'll do it.
Then you get Pence.
No, I'll do it. I got 4 years. I can do it.
Oh, that's all.
If I can be your vice president, I can be his vice president.
Well, you're not. You're my Secretariat of Arms.
All right.
So after the show, you know, I'll make the phone call, and I'll see what reality show they're talking about. I want to do one of the reality shows. I don't want to do, you know, Wheel of Fortune. I don't want to do, you know, arguably my favorite game show of all time, the $100,000 Pyramid, because that's not you. You know, you have to get lucky, and I watch them all the time, and I love when the celebrity gets into it and gets excited. But sometimes, you know, when you bring these comedians on, they want to be funny. And we talked to Loretta Swit about it, or at least I did, you know, because she did a couple of them. She did Match Game, and she did the Pyramid. She said she did the $100,000 pyramid, and I'm pretty sure she did the $25,000 pyramid. Because back in the, you know, the 70s and 80s, it wasn't $100,000. But, you know, they would try to be funny. They're not trying to match. Well, I don't want you to be funny. I'm trying to win money here.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I, which is shocking. It's not just about the money, because if it's just about the money, I'll go to the $100,000 pyramid. Hopefully, you know, you have one, you know, there's a handful that are really, really good. You know, I walk away with 150, you pay your taxes, you pay your transportation, you walk out of there with 18 grand, and, you know, I've made some money. But I want to do the experience. I want to do Survivor. I want to see how bad I can beat my body down food-wise, mentally-wise, game-wise. You know, I want to see if I am as smart as I think I am, you know, well, in the game.
Then you should do The Ultimate Fighter season 32.
Yeah, okay.
What
if we started one all of radio hosts, and you have to do like interviews, and you all have to interview the same person, whether you know the person's background or not, and then you form the alliances. You know, there's the deadbeat hosts, there's the serious hosts, and you run it from there. I would do that.
Yeah, then we can spar. We can have like actual boxing matches. Fight. See who's the toughest radio show host.
What does that have to do with anything?
Make it fun. Make it interesting. Like a reality. Like, you know, I mean, good. What else are you going to do? Naked and Afraid?
No, I wouldn't do that one. Because I don't, not because I have a problem being naked. I have a problem barefoot.
I got a problem with mosquitoes. Like, mosquitoes after the sun goes down.
No, well, it would be, you know, the surroundings. I mean, I don't have a problem, you know, running around naked. I did it in high school a lot, you know, so running around naked doesn't bother me. I want something on my feet. You know, I don't want to run over rocks. I don't want to walk on, you know, cut your feet up, all that. And yeah, you know, mosquitoes, you know, you could find stuff to cover yourself.
I mean, what'd you guys do on Little House on the Prairie? Like, how'd you guys keep protecting?
Michael Landa did it for us. He went he some of his clothing.
Because the rest of the cast will be there on Friday, right?
The rest of your
castmates?
My homies.
Your schoolmate? But what other reality shows are there? 60 days in. I mean, you could do like Carlos, my boy Carlos Jimenez, who did the fake, you know, 60 day in, you know, in jail, you know, pretend to be a criminal and have to, you know, survive in a jail.
No.
What other reality shows are there? I mean, you got
I'm too
big fat Greek wedding. Isn't there like a My Big Fat Greek Wedding or like?
Hear me?
Huh?
I said I'm too pretty.
What about the Love at First Sight? You can do that one.
I already did that show.
When you married Priscilla?
When I fell in love with her at first sight.
All right, but like, but for a reality show, like 90 Day Fiance, or oh, what about 16 and Pregnant? You could do that one.
Well, no, I can't do that one.
Well, in today's world, you probably could.
Yeah, and go to jail and get cut from a baseball team.
It's Jeffrey Epstein won that once, I think.
I'm not touching that.
But there's not really any reality shows out there right now. Like Big Brother, there's not like, Survivor. There's nothing like really like that's popular. Like, years ago, those were like the show. Like now it's like Masked Singer and American Idol and
Talent. The challenge is good, but you would have had to have been on Big Brother and Amazing Race and all of them to be on it. I've enjoyed that, even though I don't know who half of these people are. But my boy does the Challenge radio show. And travels the country and, with all of these guys, athletes or celebrities. Can't say guys because you're not allowed to use that word anymore. But, all right, 2 hours down, 1 hour to go. Warren Sapp's story still needs to be discussed. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.